I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Well, today's title is Through the Fire with Jesus, and we've briefly been touching on this throughout the last couple of weeks, but I encourage you to read the full text, Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 27. Well, life is full of fiery trials, moments when our faith is tested, when we face adversity, persecution, or hardship. The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego teaches us that God does not always keep us from the fire, but he always stands with us in it. Point number one, faith in the face of fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faced with a life or death decision. King Nebuchadnezzar demanded that they bow to a golden image or be thrown into the fiery furnace. But these three men stood firm in their faith, declaring, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." The response shows us three powerful truths about faith. Faith trusts in God's power. Our God is able to deliver us. Faith submits to God's will, even if he does not. Faith refuses to compromise. We will not bow. True faith is not just about believing in God's ability to save, but also trusting in his sovereignty, even when deliverance does not come the way we expect. Point two, Jesus stands with us in the fire. When the three men were thrown into the furnace, sometimes miraculous things happen. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see a fourth man walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the son of a god." This fourth figure was Jesus himself standing in the flames. The moment teaches us that God does not always keep us from fire, but he walks with us through it. The fire was not meant to destroy them, only set them free. They were bound when they were thrown in, but the fire, their chains were burned away. Jesus is our ever-present help in times of trouble. Look up Psalms 46, verse 1. Whatever fire you may be facing today, sickness, financial struggles, persecution, or emotional pain, know that Jesus is with you. He does not leave us alone in the fire. Point three, the fire leads to greater glory. After the miracle, Nebuchadnezzar had no choice but to acknowledge the power of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Not only were there three men promoted, but God was glorified in the entire kingdom. What seemed like a terrible trial turned into an opportunity for testimony. Let's wrap this up. Holding on to God in the fire. You may be in a fiery furnace right now, but remember, stand firm in the faith. Trust in God's power and plan. Believe that Jesus is with you. You are not ever alone in the fire. Know that the fire will not destroy you, but refine you. God will use your trials to strengthen your faith and bring him glory. If you are going through a difficult season, take heart. Jesus is the fourth man in your fire. He stands with you, walks with you, and will bring you out unharmed. Let us trust him no matter what. God, we thank you that we are never alone in our trials. Strengthen our faith to stand firm even when the fire gets hot. Help us to trust you, knowing that you walk with us and will bring us through. May our lives ever bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.